We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Tuesday morning. A Utah firefighter has died battling California's largest wildfire in history. Lake County Sheriff Brian Martin says the death of a firefighter is a true reminder of how dangerous the career is.
For the hundreds of firefighters that I've seen every day, we thank you. We thank you for coming to our small corner of the world and risking your life, being away from your family. And today, tomorrow, and the next year, we will mourn the loss of a true hero.
Over 100 fire personnel stood respectfully during the news conference. The fireman's identity has not been released.
The city of Wichita will not be closing library branches nor golf courses in the 2019 budget, which the city will approve today. The city will add more than 30 new police positions. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
We plan on saving many of those quality of life amenities that people like to have, but it's still at this point, you know, I will say this, it's a 1 or 2 year fix.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted show here on KNSS.
Law enforcement conducted a DUI check lane traffic enforcement operation over the weekend. Wichita Police Officer Charlie Davidson says it took place on South Washington Street between Douglas and Kellogg.
Officers made contact with 325 vehicles, and through their contacts, there were 8 DUI arrests, including 1 felony DUI, 6 open container arrests.
The check lane lasted for 5.5 hours from late Saturday night into the early morning hours of Sunday.
Kansas Congressman Roger Marshall tells KNSS News House District 1 has been going through some tough times. The district covers 66 of the state's 105 counties. Mostly rural.
There's a drought going on from Hutchinson to Council Grove. Ponds that have never been dry before are dry. Commodity prices, 4 years of commodity prices in the tank. And now because of this trade war that's been going on since February, the prices went down another 20%.
Dr. Marshall says he believes President Trump favors a free market and doesn't want other countries to take advantage of the U.S.
The government has rested its case against President Trump's former campaign chairman.
Federal prosecutors have made their case against Paul Manafort, the former Trump campaign chairman, charged with tax and bank fraud. Manafort has pleaded not guilty. It's still unclear if he'll testify or if the defense will even call any witnesses before moving on to closing arguments. Last week, the star witness for the prosecution, Rick Gates, a former Manafort business partner who struck a plea deal, spent days describing how he and Manafort used phony loan applications and offshore accounts to hide income from the IRS. But Gates also admitted to an extramarital affair and embezzlement, raising questions from the defense about his credibility. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We're seeing areas of scattered showers and a few thunderstorms around us, and wet weather is likely throughout most of the afternoon into this evening. Today's high 82. Showers and storms move on off to the east tonight. Our low 68, clearing Wednesday with a high 86. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now fog, mist, southwest wind at 6 miles per hour and 72 degrees. 8:35 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Time for entertainment news, The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Arnold Schwarzenegger sparking an online conversation about mental health.
In a Reddit message to former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, a Canadian man named Ali detailed his battle with depression, explaining he stopped exercising. To his surprise, the former bodybuilder replied back, telling him, "We all go through challenges, we all go through failure. Sometimes life is a workout, but the key thing is you get up," adding, "You take it one step at a time." Schwarzenegger's response motivated Ali to go straight to the gym. The Terminator star thrilled to see him power through, using the advice to help others.
Give them positive reinforcement. I love that. Hasta la vista.
Ali paying it forward, helping those sharing their own struggles with mental health and exercise. I'm Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A former WWE champ has passed away suddenly. More on the wrestling life of the Anvil.
Police in Pasco County, Florida say Jim Neidhart fell at his home, hitting his head and succumbing to his injury. Neidhart became known to wrestling fans as the Anvil, a two-time WWF Tag Team Champion as part of the Hart Foundation alongside real-life brother-in-law Bret Hart. The Anvil became one of the wrestling body's most recognizable characters in the late 1980s and early 90s with his signature goatee and the Hart Foundation's pink and black wrestling attire. After leaving the then WWF in 1992, he would sporadically return to the ring alongside three of his brother-in-laws, Bret Hart, Owen Hart, and the British Bulldog. Neidhart is the father of current WWE superstar Natalya and the father-in-law of former WWE performer Tyson Kidd. Wrestling fans may know him from his occasional appearances on the reality TV show Total Divas. Jim the Anvil Neidhart was 63 years old. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Lindsay Lohan doing a mea culpa to the Me Too movement.
Lindsay Lohan apologized for calling Me Too accusers attention seekers and weak. The actress told People magazine, "I would like to unreservedly apologize for any hurt and distress caused by a quote in a recent interview with the Times," adding, the quote, "solely related to my hope that a handful of false testimonies out of a tsunami of heroic voices do not serve to dilute the importance of the Me Too movement and all of us who champion it." Lohan explained her statement, further making clear she stood behind the movement, saying she feels strongly about it and has the utmost respect and admiration for those women brave enough to come forward. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Tiger Woods on the golf course, a stellar PGA Championship performance on Sunday, and that brought some big TV ratings.
Tiger Sunday boosting the ratings for CBS Sports, the network reporting Monday that they saw a 69% increase in TV ratings from the final round of the PGA Championship last year, thanks in part to Tiger's superb 6-under 64 round that propelled him to second place at the major, falling just shy of the win against Brooks Koepka. Koepka, though, getting a shout-out on social media from an avid golf fan, President Donald Trump. Brooks Koepka just won his third golf major, and he did it not only with his powerful game, but with his powerful mind. He has been a man of steel on the tour and will have many victories, including majors ahead of him. Congrats to Brooks and his great team on a job well done. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
How do you fix the Oscars?
Megyn Kelly has a suggestion on how to improve the Oscars. The former Fox News cable host, now, of course, hosting the third hour of NBC's Today Show, says it'd be a whole lot better if Jimmy Kimmel wasn't the host again. She's coming out against the ABC late-night comic, not because she despises the guy, but because she says he's so anti-Trump, and when he did it last time, there were so many anti-Trump jokes that it's just too political. Megyn Kelly saying if the Oscars want better ratings, they really should consider stopping the political speeches. I think a lot of us don't want to get a lecture on politics. We're looking to have a moment of escaping. We want to hear politics. We turn on cable news. And that is a very good point. All of these award shows, whether it was Stephen Colbert at the Emmys, the Music Awards, they all seem to have turned really political, very anti-Trump. It's the cool thing for entertainers to do. But at the same time, it runs the risk of turning off half the country. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
That's very interesting. Very interesting. Yeah.
Let's find out what's going on in the world of music.
I'm Michelle Polino. Nicki Minaj dropped her video for Ganja Burn, the opening track of her new album, Queen. The video seems to serve as Queen's origin story, as Minaj plays the role of a betrayed monarch seeking retribution and reclaiming her former glory, which seems to fit right into the singer-rapper's narrative. Impossible Germany. Wilco's Jeff Tweedy has written a memoir called Let's Go So We Can Get Back, a memoir of recording and discording with Wilco. It'll be released in November, according to Spin. The book is slated to cover the better part of Tweedy's life, discussing his childhood in Illinois, his musical education and development, and the evolution of Wilco. And Radiohead's Thom Yorke has announced an upcoming solo tour titled Tomorrow's Modern Boxes U.S. Tour. Along for the ride, his longtime producer and visual coordinator, the tour, which kicks off in November in Philadelphia, will feature songs from York's two solo albums. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
Today marks the 20th anniversary of the movie Air Bud, Golden Receiver. Remember this one? The sequel to Air Bud? Okay. In which the dog becomes a football star? Yeah. It was not well received. It was a box office failure. The first Air Bud did well. Sequel did not do well.
Nope.
Eh. Got some pretty bad reviews. Mm-hmm. The 20th anniversary of Air Bud, Golden Receiver. Happy birthday today to Broadway lyricist Lee Adams, who is 94 today. He wrote the lyrics to a little show called Bye Bye Birdie.
Ooh, okay.
Good show.
Yeah.
Which included a song that was this big salute to Ed Sullivan. And one of my favorite songs, Put on a Happy Face.
Yeah.
Lee Adams is 94 today. Steve, it was 50 years ago on this day. The Fourth National Bank downtown concluded negotiations and bought the Miller Theater building from its owners in Los Angeles for an undisclosed figure. Of course, within a few years after that, the Miller would be demolished for what is sitting there now, a lovely parking garage.
Yeah, parking garage.
Oh, we lost the Miller to a parking garage.
The Miller was interesting because it wasn't very wide. As you went in, you went down this thin kind of a lobby area, and then you took a right and went upstairs to another big lobby. So that was an interesting theater. I loved the Miller.
Yeah, and it's just a memory now that the Fourth National Bank bought it 50 years ago on this day. It was 60 years ago on this day that Elvis Presley's mother passed away. Of course, Elvis was dearly devoted to his mother, Gladys, who kind of ran things in that family. She passed away of a heart attack 60 years ago on this day. Of course, he bought her the pink Cadillac and pretty much bought her Graceland and gave it to her to live in. And here's a little bit of Elvis talking about his mother.
I suppose since I was an only child, that we might have been a little closer. And mother was always right with me all my life. A friend, a companion, someone to talk to. I could wake her up any hour of the night, and if I was worried or troubled about something, she'd get up and try to help me.
There you go. Elvis's mother, Gladys, passed away 60 years ago on this day.
Yeah.
Finally, Steve, I know what you were doing last night. On your couch in front of the TV watching The Proposal on ABC. Some of the drama, including this young man, Steve, trotting out his brand of verse.
Definitely a little nervous, but that's a good thing because I really want to meet Celine.
Aww.
And I wrote kind of a poem for her, so I hope it goes over well and I hope I don't mess up. Celine, my secret admirer. I haven't met you yet, but I'm sure that you're the best. Now we're on the show together, and this is kind of weird. I hope you don't like too much facial hair, because I really can't grow a beard. Oh, Celine, my secret admirer, I will never make you cry. If you're looking for laughs, fun, and romance, then baby, I'm your guy.
Well, he's no Robert Frost.
Nope, he's no Robert Frost.
Oh,
okay.
Boy. There you go.
Network
Some
TV.
Some of the excitement on the...
Network TV, folks.
Newton Minow. Maybe he was right. entertainment news in the blur is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. You know, they have lunch specials every day from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. So check that out if you'd like a tasty lunch. Their hours are 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day, Monday through Saturday. Right there at 208 South Baltimore off of K-15. Tasty, tasty pizza at Pizza John's in Derby.
844, Steve and Ted. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, coming up. Hanging out the help wanted sign for pilots. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.